السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one sister, she asked me a question about verse number 6 from Surah Luqman. This verse, it said of the meaning of وَمِنَ النَّاسِ, among the people who use the lahu, okay, and lahu in here, the scholar have divided over the meaning of lahu. Some they said is music, some they said is singing, some they say is the poem. But this has been revealed in a man, in a time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He used to distract the people from the message by giving poem and talk and eloquent talk and all this and different method to make the people so occupied by him instead of listening to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Later on, the scholar said, this also, this verse alive until Yawm al-Qiyamah by anyone try to distract the people from the message individually or collective. For example, let's have this verse alive now. I meet you, I talk about nonsense, or I generate a drama, or I keep joking, or I tell you, let's go to the movie, or let's do this, let's do this. Anything to do with dunya and has nothing to do with akhirah, Allah, and I invite you to for that, I will be in big trouble and I will be belong to that. By this way, one of the things we can learn from that is what I'm talking about, what I'm inviting the people to do, what I'm doing even over Facebook. And when people, for example, I invite them to my home, what I'm talking about, when I meet my relative and friend, what I'm talking about. And if you ask me, and I'm responsible, verse 6 is alive in every aspect in our life. Because either I am causing the people to be distracted from the message, or I'm causing the people to be close to the message. By this way, keep in your eye and your heart the meaning and the purpose. Because every incident in Quran, we talk about it in the last many days before, like even when Allah shared with us a story in Quran, or any incidents in the early days, doesn't mean this belongs to the incidents. This meaning is a message in here for me until Yawm al-Qiyamah. By this way, please, verse 6, chapter Luqman, is alive in every aspect in our life. By this way, in any given time, what I'm inviting the people for, what I'm engaging you with, what I'm trying to spread, this is a life message. Please, you can read it. You can read and study the reason of revelation. And I'm telling you, and I'm responsible. Be careful what you're spreading over the internet, what you're spreading over Facebook, and what you're engaging with the people, what you're talking about, what you encourage them to, what you make them closer to. All this is a complete message. You have to think about it from every perspective. Inshallah. Now, in meantime, one brother, one sister, you heard their messages, and we have people all of a sudden died, or young people died, or elder people died, like Brother Habib father, rahmatullah alayh, Allahumma ighfir lahu, Allahumma arhamhu, Allahumma afihi wa'afu anhu. And all the Muslim life and death, because we are next and we do not know when and how. My dear brother and sister in Islam, another message from here. If I know I'm not sure when I'm going to die, I keep repeating this topic and it hurt me when I see people supposed to be living the message or try to live the message. They become rebellious and I'm not sure what's going on in their heart. This is not my business. What they carry in their heart. Why some people, for example, lost zeal of carrying the message or work for the message. Why we lost it after a while is very simple. And this applies to human beings, to each other, to everything, to the message. If the deen and iman and akhirah come up, dunya go down. If dunya come up, akhirah go down. And when I remember I'm working for Allah, I'm supporting the message of Allah, I'm working for sabilillah, I should do my utmost. I should do my best. I should have quality work. I should correct my mistakes. Because I'm working for Allah. I'm working for Allah. Working for Allah is not easy. It's a very beautiful word. But I'm lucky if I'm really living it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have sincerity, pure heart, to be ready. In case I die with a pure heart, elevating the name of Allah, the message of Allah, alleviating the suffering of others. This is why the sister, she will send me the message about verse number 6 from chapter Luqman. I tell her the opposite of this verse is to spread the message. And for the people who lost zeal, I tell them for sabilillah, read the last a few verse from chapter Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised those who are rejecting the message and turn their back from the message, Allah will switch it and he get people different than them and they will not do what they did. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us elevate the message in our heart, feel the sense of responsibility and honor of what Allah allow us to be a part of, and may Allah give us the purity of the heart, inshallah. To in if I die, I have a pure heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, purify your heart, clean your heart, live with nothing against nobody, elevate the deen of Allah. Thank Allah if you are a part of that. Do your best and be sincere in what you're doing. Don't delay any good deed. You never know. Maybe tomorrow you will never wake up. May Allah make us a real Muslim, a real mu'min, and decorate us with the quality beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Please remember the ummah. Remember the Ummah of Rasulullah, living and dead. All of us responsible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a part of elevating the name of Allah and the message of Allah. I know I repeat it because this is the only message I have in my heart. And alleviating the suffering of others. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, be serious. Feel responsible. This journey to be labeled as a woman or a man, you have to remember the quality of men and women, the honor of the men and women, the elevation of men and women
to themselves and the message and their family and ummah. We have to rise up, because sometimes I feel like we acting like a children, no, like a woman or men. Very sad, wallahi, very sad. Very sad when we grow up in age, but we acting like a children. With the message of Allah, for sabilillah. And this why the Muslim killing each other today. And we fail to get together. I have no thing to say, except may Allah save us from changing our heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He warned us, He can change our heart and switch it to the point. We can be a loser. We can be a loser big time. Doesn't mean you are in a journey. You will be in a journey until you die. I see it. I see it, my dear brothers. May Allah save us from our wicked nafs. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our heart pure to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. By the way, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, one of the messages you just received it was a reflection of one of the sisters, and she can tell you how she are growing, and she can see things. This one thing, which is very good for her. But this message for her and everybody and me. Even reflecting over your bad habit or your state of heart, on is one thing. Grow up. Be a man or a woman and said, I made a mistake and I correct it, and rise up from my fault and weakness. This is the one. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the quality to rise up from the children status, from the wicked status, from the nafs status, from the arrogant status, to the humble and humility and elevation, the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.